Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for January 23rd to the 29th, 2016. As Israeli illegal settlement construction continues, a child and two youth were killed this week by Israeli gunfire. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. An international supporter was injured, scores others treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation on Friday as Israeli forces attacked non-violent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMMC's Majd Bajali with the details. An international activist was injured in his foot and many other villagers were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when soldiers attacked the weekly protest in the central West Bank village of Al-Nabi Saleh on Friday. Troops attacked the protest at the village entrance using live rounds, tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Later, troops stormed and fired tear gas at residents' homes. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. At the nearby villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. In the meantime, many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest organized by the villagers of Kfar Kadum in northern West Bank. For IMMC News, this is Majd Bajali. The United States reiterated this week its stance regarding Israeli settlement products sold in its markets. In the meantime, illegal settlement construction continues in the West Bank. IMMC's George Rishmawi has more.
Following Israeli media furor, the U.S. State Department has clarified that recently announced U.S. guidelines prohibiting settlement products from being labeled made in Israel were not new, but a restatement of existing requirements. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner made the clarification following confusion over a statement released earlier in the week by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, which said that West Bank products may not be labeled made in Israel. Toner said this guidance was simply a restatement of previous requirements. It in no way supersedes prior rulings or regulations, nor does it impose additional requirements with respect to merchandise imported from the West Bank, Gaza Strip, or Israel, unquote. Several media outlets reported the move was initiated by the Obama administration in line with the recent European Union decision that prohibits settlement products, as well as any other goods made in the occupied territories, from being labeled as Israeli. According to Palestinian media sources, the Obama administration supported the EU decision but did not take steps towards similarly far-reaching measures. Toner did not clarify the reason behind the decision by U.S. Customs to publicly restate the guidelines. The U.S. Customs guidelines on labeling West Bank products initially originated alongside the Oslo Accords in 1993 and was intended to stimulate growth of Palestinian economy by differentiating between the Israeli and Palestinian products. On the other hand, the Israeli Ministry of Defense approved this week plans to build 153 new settlement units in the occupied West Bank. Dozens of settler units have been approved in at least four settlements in the West Bank in areas that include Jerusalem, southern Bethlehem, and the Jordan Valley area. According to Peace Now, the move marks the end of an informal construction freeze in the Palestinian territory, which lasted 18 months. The rights group said on December 28th that Israel was working to revive and extend plans for settler houses in the continuous area of the occupied West Bank known as E1. In a report said to be based on government data obtained under Freedom of Information Act request, the group stated that the housing ministry was seeking to build 55,548 units in the West Bank, including the two new settlements, of which more than 8,300 housings would be in E1. There are an estimated 500,000 settlers who illegally reside in Palestinian territories identified by the United Nations as illegally occupied by Israel. Thus, all settlement construction in the West Bank, whether recent or old, is illegal and violates the international law. The settlements are swallowing large areas of land that belong to Palestinians, most of which were agricultural land that constitutes a main source of living for many Palestinian farmers. Peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians have been stalled for several reasons, mainly the Palestinian demand to stop all settlement activities in the West Bank, a demand that Israel insists to ignore. For IMEMC News, this is George Ishmawi.
This week, Israeli forces killed 3 Palestinians during separate attacks in the West Bank. Meanwhile, 7 Palestinian fighters died in a tunnel accident in Gaza. IMMC's Ghassan Bannoura has more.
A Palestinian child was killed after being shot by Israeli security guard on Saturday north of occupied East Jerusalem. Rukaya Abu Tabikh, 13, was killed at the entrance of Anatot illegal Israeli settlement in East Jerusalem. Israeli sources claimed that the girl had a knife and wanted to stab the guards at the gate after having a fight with her family. Abu Tabikh's family said that Rukaya was killed in cold blood and did not have a knife with her and had no intention of stabbing anyone. Later in the week, Israeli soldiers shot and killed 2 Palestinian youth on Monday after stabbing settlers at a legal Israeli settlement of Beit Haron near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. The 2 killed youth were identified as Ibrahim Allan, 23, from Beit Ur al-Tahta, southwest of Ramallah, and Hussein Abu Ghosh, 17, from Kalandi refugee camp, north of Jerusalem. An Israeli woman was killed after sustaining critical wounds in the attack of the 2 youth. Also this week, Israeli forces conducted at least 73 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped 47 Palestinian civilians, including 7 children and a Palestinian lawmaker. Moreover, Israeli troops demolished 2 Palestinian homes this week. Israeli soldiers invaded early Wednesday a Palestinian home in Shafat neighborhood north of occupied Jerusalem and demolished the property that was built 15 years ago. Also on Wednesday, the soldiers demolished an under-construction Palestinian home in Jabal al-Mukabbar town in Jerusalem. In the Gaza Strip, Al-Qassam Brigades, the army of Hamas, said that 7 of its fighters were buried under the rubble when a border tunnel collapsed on them on Tuesday evening. The brigade stated that the tunnel collapsed due to heavy rain while the fighters were conducting maintenance work. Elsewhere, Israeli warjets fired on Monday at dawn several missiles targeting 2 areas in the Gaza Strip, causing damage. The Israeli attack comes shortly after a shell was fired from Gaza on Sunday evening, landed in open area in the Negev, causing no damage or injuries. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for January 23rd to the 29th, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.immc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Maher Kassis and me, Iman Abdra Boba Noura.